watching South Connect. This segment brings all the latest news and updates from the states of South. Let's go first to Andhra Pradesh. The arrest of 8 Muslim youths in Andhra Pradesh earlier this week has set off a political storm in the state. The police arrested 8 persons for allegedly creating disturbances during Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu's speech at the TDP Muslim outreach event titled Nara Hamara, TDP Hamara. At the time, the youngsters reportedly raised slogans alleging corruption and irregularities. According to Inspector Srinivas Rao, they were arrested because they tried to create disturbances which could have led to stampede-like situation. Soon after the arrests, the controversy was sparked when the YSRCP alleged that the TDP government was stifling dissent. The TDP hit back, claiming that the youth were paid to disrupt the event by the YSRCP. Now let's move on to Telangana. Amid strong indications of early elections in Telangana, the ruling TRS is all set to hold a massive show of strength here on Sunday. The rally will be preceded by a meeting of the state cabinet, which is likely to take a decision on the early polls. According to the leaders of TRS, Chief Minister K. Chandrasekhar Rao will take key decisions at the cabinet meeting and announce them at the public meeting. The cabinet may pass a resolution to dissolve the assembly and recommend this to Governor Narasimhan. If the Election Commission agrees, the polls may be held in December along with the election in 3 other states. The massive mobilization of people is expected to hit the traffic as thousands of vehicles will be heading towards the venue. Now let's move on to Karnataka. Former Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah on Friday said that much delayed cabinet expansion will take place on the third week of September. The delay in announcing the cabinet expansion had fueled disagreement within senior leaders of both the Congress and the Janata Dal Secular. Of 34 ministerial berths, only 27 have been filled. That had led to many leaders from both parties openly expressing their displeasures and threatening to destabilize the fragile partnership that completed 100 days in office. He said that all allegations against him and the stability of the government is baseless, speculative and unfounded. He further added that this government is going in the right direction. Now let's move on to Kerala. The state government is reaching out across the world in a massive resource mobilization drive to generate funds for the post-flood relief, rehabilitation and reconstruction program. State ministers and senior officials would visit countries to seek funds from non-resident Keralites and other communities. Simultaneously, efforts would be made to tap Malayalis in other states as well as within Kerala. They would visit the districts from September 13th to 15th and receive contributions from individuals, institutions and organizations. The Chief Minister's Distress Relief Fund had received a total of 1,026 crore till Thursday, with 4,17,000 donations being made online. Now let's move on to Tamil Nadu. According to the Secretary of Indian Council of Agricultural Research, a combined effort by the government, farmers and other stakeholders was required to achieve the central government's vision of doubling the income of farmers. It was keeping in mind this aspect that the central government had envisioned steps to double farmers' income. At the 25th Foundation Day celebrations of the National Research Centre for Banana, the officials advised the farmers to know the market for their produce. The officials further said the country had attained surplus in food grain production and exporting 20 million tons to the rest of the world, which had contributed to 2.8% to gross agricultural GDP of the country. That's all for today in South Connect. For more news updates, log on to www.hwnews.in.
If you like this video, please share it and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.